Downstairs in the car, Ted Bradley was grilling Jennifer Haynes. She might be pretty, but everything about her was wrong. Her manner, her tough guy attitude, and most of all, her opinions. She had said she was working on the lawsuit and that her salary was paid by NERF, but Ted didn't think it was possible. For one thing, Ted Bradley was very publicly associated with NERF, and as a hired employee, she should have known that, and she should have treated his opinions with respect. To call the information he had shared with those kids bullshit, a talk he didn't have to give, a moment he had offered out of the goodness of his heart and his dedication to the environmental cause, to call that bullshit was outrageous. It was confrontational in the extreme, and it showed absolutely no respect. Plus, Ted knew that what he had said was true, because, as always, NERF had given him a talking points memo listing the various things to be emphasized. And NERF would not have told him to say anything that was untrue. And the talking points said nothing about the fucking ice age. Everything Jennifer had said was irrelevant. Those trees were magnificent. They were sentinels of the environment, just as the talking points claimed. In fact, he pulled the talking points out of his jacket pocket to be sure. "I'd like to see that," Jennifer said.
"I bet you would."
"What is your problem?" she said. "See," he thought, "that kind of attitude, aggressive and confrontational." She said, "You're one of those television stars who thinks everyone wants to touch your dick. Well, guess what, oh big swinging one? I don't. I think you're just an actor. And I think you're a plant. You're a corporate spy." "I must not be a very good one," she said. "Because you found me out. Because you shot your mouth off, that's why. It's always been my problem." All during this conversation, Bradley felt a peculiar tension building in his chest. Women did not argue with Ted Bradley. Sometimes they were hostile for a while, but that was only because they were intimidated by him, his good looks, and his star power. They wanted to screw him, and often he'd let them. But they did not argue with him. This one was arguing, and it excited him and angered him in equal proportions. The tension building up inside him was almost unbearable. Her calmness just sitting there, the direct way she looked into his eyes, the complete lack of intimidation. It was an indifference to his fame that drove him wild. All right. Hell, she was beautiful. He grabbed her face in both hands and kissed her hard on the mouth. He could tell she liked it. To complete his dominance, he stuck his tongue down her throat. Then there was a blinding flash of pain in his neck, his head, and he must have lost consciousness for a moment, because the next thing he knew, he was sitting on the floor of the limousine, gasping and watching blood drip all over his shirt. Ted was not sure how he had gotten there. He was not sure why he was bleeding or why his head was throbbing. Then he realized that his tongue was bleeding. He looked up at her. She crossed her legs coolly, giving him a glimpse up her skirt. But he didn't care. He was resentful. "You bit my tongue." "No, asshole, you bit your own tongue." "You assaulted me." She raised an eyebrow. "You did. You assaulted me." He looked down. Jesus, this was a new shirt, too, from Maxfield's. She stared at him. "You assaulted me," he repeated. "So, sue me." "I think I will." "Better consult your lawyer first." "Why?" She nodded her head toward the front of the car. "You're forgetting the driver."
"What about him?"
"He saw it all."
"So what? You encouraged me," he said, hissing. "You were being seductive. Any guy knows the signs."
"Apparently you didn't."
"Hostile ball breaker."
He turned and took the vodka bottle from the rack. He needed it to rinse out his mouth. He poured himself a glass and looked back.
She was reading the talking points. She held the paper in her hands. He lunged for it. "That's not yours?" She was quick, holding the paper away from him. She raised her other hand, edge on, like a chopping knife. "Care to try your luck again, Ted?" "Fuck you," he said, and took a big gulp of the vodka. His tongue was on fire. What a bitch, he thought. What a goddamn bitch. Well, she'd be looking for a new job tomorrow. He'd see to that. This bimbo lawyer couldn't fuck around with Ted Bradley and get away with it.